Greetings.
Today I'm in Trail, BC, Canada. I've had a great weekend ministering at the Junction Covenant Church and being with many friends I haven't been able to be with for the past few years. God did some wonderful things this weekend, and many people were touched by the presence of Holy Spirit in a special way.
As sons and daughters of God, we are called to be expressions of Christ in every aspect of our lives. We find our identity, testimony, and purpose in Christ. While we were still sinners, Jesus died for us to reconcile us to our Heavenly Father. He was a last and eternal Adam to make a way for us to enter into His body as new creations in Christ. Jesus was a human being, and as a human being, He was a spacious place of His Father's presence in this world. As He was about to die, He assured His disciples of the greater glory to come. John 14:1-6. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I believe that there is a place in heaven prepared for us all, but I also believe that Jesus was referring to much more in these verses. He was making a way for the disciples to be where He would go, and for Him to be with them in the world in which they would still live. He was making it possible for each of them to become a spacious place of God's presence. In the context of this, Jesus told Thomas that He was the way, the truth, and the life to the place that He was referring to. Jesus had lived His entire life demonstrating the way, the truth, and the life as a man. He lived His entire life connected to His Father by the presence of Holy Spirit, so that we through Him can be a testimony of that same way, truth, and life. What is the way, truth, and life? As human beings, we are spirit, soul, and body. The human spirit was created to be joined to God's Holy Spirit. The way of man is to be joined to God in the Spirit. When a person's spirit is empowered by Holy Spirit, their spirit floods their soul with life from within. By this, every man and woman knows an intimate connection to holiness from within. This is the power of a sanctified spirit that floods the soul to be a sanctified soul that increasingly becomes an expression of the Father in the truth of who He is. A sanctified soul lives to give life to their world through the actions of their lives. They live to do works of their Heavenly Father in all things, and thus they destroy the works of the devil. They destroy the works of death by doing works that bring life into their world. John 14:8-10. Philip said to Him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Jesus has made a way for us to live as He lived in this world. We can manifest the way, the truth, and the life of Christ to our world because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Our Heavenly Father gives life, breath, and all things. We are each a spacious place of God's presence in this world. Christ in us, with us, and even upon us to clothe us with a testimony of heavenly things is the glory of our Father in this world. We are kings and priests to our God, and we can live as Jesus lived because He abides in us, and we abide in Him in our everyday world. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.